Farnsworth, brother and sister, E.W. St. Helena, California, February 17, 1906. Dear brother and sister Farnsworth, I have received a good letter from Sister Farnsworth. I was glad to get it, but there is continual sadness on my soul. I am still praying for Dr. Kellogg and for you all in Battle Creek. I hope that you, brother and sister Farnsworth, will communicate with the nurses and the students. Do not make a drive on Dr. Kellogg. It will do only harm. I have received excellent letters from Elder Taylor, but I have not answered them yet, for I have had all I could possibly do to prepare the matter that is essential for the whole student body and for the church. We will not now make direct appeals to individuals, calling them by name, but will appeal to the whole church. Let us make a business of offering to God most earnest prayer, and then rely firmly upon God. We should get a clear statement of facts from those with whom the doctor and others have been at work to undermine their confidence in the Bible, and the message, and the testimonies. Let those who are troubled now place the reasons of their difficulty upon paper, and let us see if we cannot give them some light to relieve their minds. The time has come for the leaders to state to us the perplexities of which they have spoken to the nurses and to their associate physicians. Let us now have their reasons for talking with the students in a way that would disturb their faith in the messages that God sends to His people. Let it all be written out. If statements have been made that there are contradictions in the testimonies, should I not be acquainted with the charges and accusations? Should I not know the reason of their sowing tares of unbelief? I shall now make a special request for them to do this, for it is my right to know the reason for their positions. Then I can state what the truth is regarding the matter. I shall now ask them to write out upon paper the jots and tittles they have been gathering up and send them to me, that I may have opportunity to answer for myself. I am praying for you all and praying for our youth. It is time that we understand who is on the Lord's side. It is the Lord who has given the testimonies. There must be in Battle Creek teachers and ministers who have stood firm to all the principles that have made us what we are, Seventh-day Adventists. We must be careful about giving advice that would lead our youth to scatter out and indiscriminately enter worldly schools, there to associate with worldly influences and the results be charged to us. Our brethren must have clear, well-defined plans to work upon and not lay themselves open to the charge that they uproot before they are prepared to replant. Brother Farnsworth, preach the truth and have your discourses reported. Preach the Bible truth that we have held for the past 50 years. Urge your hearers to heed the words given by the heavenly messenger. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God, and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, and art dead. But there is still hope. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received, and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 3, verse 1-3. Read the third chapter of Revelation. There are many in the world today to whom these words are applicable. There is a class who need to look well to the course of action they are pursuing, and to do the diligent work that is essential. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Verses 17-21. We have difficult problems to solve, and we must move guardedly. The ones who proposed that the Battle Creek College should be reopened in Battle Creek made a grave mistake. I have been shown this from the first. The result of this movement will be better understood when the judgment shall sit and the books shall be opened, and they shall see the consequence of their ill-advised move. But we must not act rashly in any wise. As long as there is a necessity for the proclamation of the truth for this time, God will help us. Let those in Battle Creek hear all they possibly can of the message from the messengers of God, and then, as wise builders, let them build their house upon the rock. Let them not build upon sinking sand, for the tempest that is coming will wash away the foundation, and the building will fall. We say to every soul, study your Bible as you have never studied it before. Let our ministers be careful that the advice they give the students is of the right order. Let the affirmative of truth come forth from human lips, under the dictation of the Holy Spirit. I beg of all to watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The work going on in the world means much to us all. It is now as it was when the message was given in Noah's day, and the invitation went forth for all who would to enter the ark. We know not how soon the last message of warning may be given, and our cases fixed for eternity. But the Lord is gracious, and He presents the invitation, "Come, for all things are now ready." Luke 14, verse 17. There was hope for all the inhabitants of the Noachic world to enter the ark before the door was closed. After it was closed, those who entered were severely tried, for they were in the ark a full week before the rain came. Oh, what fearful scoffing and mocking and defiance of God there was by those who had refused to enter! But after the week was ended, the rain began to fall gently. This was a new thing. The rain continued until every living thing was destroyed from the face of the earth. But one family, the family that entered the ark, was saved. We need now to be prepared for the closing scenes of this earth's history. Let all search their own hearts diligently and be converted, that their sins may be pardoned. The world is becoming more and more decidedly opposed to God and to the truth of God. All who will do the will of God will be successful in obtaining knowledge, and their experience will be valuable. We must now prepare to do a great work in a short time. We must have an individual experience, and if we will come to the Lord in humility, He will be found of us, and He will work with us, and His salvation will be revealed. Day and night I have been sending my prayers up to the Lord. I think I have seldom carried such heavy burdens as since my return from Australia. I have been weighed down as I have thought of the situation of those who have had such great light, and yet have gone steadily on, step by step, in rejection of light. Especially was this the case at the General Conference held in Oakland and at the Union Conference in Berrien Springs. The burdens that I carried night after night during these meetings were almost more than human nature could bear. And those who on these occasions resisted light will, it may be, never again see their path clear. That is my burden now. I long to see the unbelief break. I long to see Satan defeated and expelled, but this is not now. I am holding on by the gift of faith.